The National Museum of African American History and Culture is the newest museum to open here in the capital, and it's going to be packed for a while. So if you're visiting DC and it's tough to get in, fear not. There are other places to visit that make for equally cool field trips. Imagine a sleepover at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum's annex. Alisa Nadwarni of the NPR Ed team spent the night amidst airplanes and rocket ships.
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, Golf, Hotel, India, Juliet.
Sean McLaughlin is picking out his pilot code name, sitting next to the F-8U Crusader. This fighter jet was the first to hit 1,000 miles per hour. It's about 10:30 on a Saturday night at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum's annex at Washington Dulles International Airport. Sean is a 10-year-old from Virginia, and he's using the aviation alphabet.
Alpha. Whiskey Yankees.
That's a good one.
Alpha Whiskey Yankees.
Yeah, you can be all of those.
Sean's new code name is the first step in his onboarding as a young pilot. There's lots of other things happening in this giant, brightly lit aviation hangar. It's like three football fields full of airplanes, parachutes, helicopters, and space capsules. This is the first year the Smithsonian has offered sleepovers here at the Udvar-Hazy Center. The cost is $135 and has been just about sold out all summer. Tonight, kids are making helicopters. They're learning to signal an airplane safely to a gate. And there's an all-night scavenger hunt and quiz to get kids familiar with the museum. Over near the space section, I find Soraya Oakley. She's 8 years old and says she wants to be an astronaut someday.
The things that I've done so far is do all these quizzes. I've worn the space gloves. It's awkward and hard. But it's also fun because at the end of one exercise where you deconstruct a plane to get some astronaut ice cream.
She'd like to make it to Mars one day. Tonight, she says, is really helpful in getting her prepared for that. And that's kind of the point of this sleepover. There are volunteers like Harold Davis, who everyone calls Woody. They're asking questions and offering tips and facts.
What would you take to space? Would you take borscht? Would you take makeup? Would you take pizza?
Sean McLaughlin, a.k.a. Alpha Whiskey Yankee, said he'd take pizza, or maybe French fries. He's actually already thought about it. He doesn't live too far from the museum, and he comes here all the time. But tonight is special, because he can take his time, reading every detail and soaking it in.
It's pretty cool when you've kind of got the place all to yourself, because no one else is here. And usually when you come, it's really loud, and there's like a whole bunch of screaming. I'm like, I can't read this.
The other magical thing about tonight, you can fall asleep next to fighter planes from World War II.
Okay, Lucas, take your pajamas, please. Thank you.
PJs.
As 11 p.m. approaches, kids and the adults they brought with them start to get ready for bed. Soraya changes into her space-themed PJs, printed with Saturn, the moon, and the Big Dipper. Are you going to say goodnight to all the spaceships?
I'll say, see you next time. I hope I adventure in you one day.
Kids zip themselves in for the night, squeezing their pillows and stuffed animals just a few feet away from the right wing of the massive shuttle Discovery. As the museum lights go dark, these spaceships dip into the dreams of these little discoverers. Alisa Nadwarni, NPR News, Chantilly, Virginia.